It's time for FlameFlash.net, episode 6. I'm FlameFlash. You can find me on the PSN under FlameFlash, Xbox Live is FlameFlash82, and my long character list on FlameFlash.net under the Altaholic link. But speaking of gaming, and welcome back after a week, by the way, everyone. But speaking of gaming, did a tiny bit of Pokemon Black. Little progression there, not a huge amount. But we're slowly marching on. It's the first Pokemon game I've felt interested in watching the full resolution since Yellow, way back in the day. Yes, I'm that old that I had Yellow. Anyway. Magic the Gathering, Duels of the Planeswalker, still on the PSN. I am continuing to enjoy quite a bit. I believe I am one battle away from finally getting my game complete trophy for the single player mode. And then I guess I'll have to power up two controllers and go through on the co-op mode, because nobody's playing with me. Even the son was, well, not overly interested, and immediately suggested we play WoW instead. That's right. So much for that legacy. You don't know Jack, and no, I am not insulting anyone. It's an enjoyable pop culture game. For those of you that don't remember it, back in the era of Mac, it was one of those rare Mac games where everyone, say, buzzed in or picked answers, and of course we were all too young to understand the insults and veiled innuendos, and that was probably for the best. At least I was too young for it. My wife probably understood a lot more than I did. She's trying to ignore me again. I kind of like performing live for at least her. Anyway, got a couple more trophies in there and sparked a bit of discussion on it, actually, when my PSN trophies auto-synced and posted to my Facebook wall. It scored me another couple of PSN friends as well, as I actually gamed online. I can't believe it. I think it's the first time I've ventured online since a Uno debacle way back in the day on Xbox Live. I just couldn't stand Xbox Live. Kids should not be swearing at you for simply playing a card game or attempting to throw veiled insults and not veiling them very well. It's a card game. Why are you even trying to throw insults? Which, actually, Magic the Gathering is as well. The bonus to the PSN is that you aren't expected to have a headset. You're not expected to be communicating with these people. You're expected to game. I'm sure some games on the PSN you are expected to have a headset, and if you don't have one, you might get booted. But I don't play shooters, so that's not an issue. I'm playing games that offer light group fun. You don't know Jack being one of them. It was great watching somebody online accidentally screw themselves. If you're not familiar with You Don't Know Jack, the action of screwing somebody means you force them to answer a question. Therefore, if they get it wrong, they only have 5 seconds to answer as opposed to the usual 30. If they get it wrong, well, you just scored some points. While if they get it right, well, you just lost some points. But zapping yourself just isn't normally a good idea. So I would assume lag or something whacked that individual nice and hard, and they thought they were choosing somebody else instead. It was a very satisfying run, though. Might even try doing it again this weekend. It took quite a while to find four or three other people to play with, so it seems to not be a hugely popular game online, at least not on the PSN, but it was still out there. It was still fun. So, Flame Flash on the PSN, if you're looking for a You Don't Know Jack individual. I hope to do it more often. Magic the Gathering 2012 recently came out, and I was gullible enough to actually pick it up. I tried the demo and beat my head against the demo. The decks are built a lot differently than I think I would personally have built the decks this time around. For instance, Fire has big creatures. That's green. Green. White seems to still be doing the proper small creature, buff them up with enchants, and buff yourself up with a lot of life and flight, and just kind of go at your opponent. Even artifacts. So that was unique. I started playing Magic the Gathering before artifacts were very popular in the game. Oh, crap, I just revealed my age more. But so artifacts are still kind of a weird thing for me. I mean, I played when instants and interrupts were completely different things. Now it's all one. But now that I'm slowly getting used to the new presentation, they changed the look and the feel of 2012 compared to the original. But once you get used to it, it is enjoyable. It's a weird progression map as well on how you're progressing through the campaign. Once I finally hit 100% complete on Magic the Gathering, I will be going back and definitely playing more in this one, though, which is why I went ahead and picked it up, since it was currently discounted on PlayStation Plus for $2 off, and that's quite a bit for a downloadable game. So, $7.99 versus $10, that's enough to get a You Don't Know Jack extra pack of questions, though I'm certainly not far enough into the game to need that yet, either. And I've already mentioned World of Warcraft lightly. The son wanted to play that over Duels of the Planeswalkers. But I also thrilled my daughter by finally hitting level 58 on my paladin. Now, what does this mean? Why is this such an important milestone? Because before, she and I had only had a blood elf pair. They're level 18, I think. She went paladin and I went priest. And they've just kind of sat at level 18 for quite a long time. I'm more of an alliance player. My home base is on Zangarmarsh. That's where all my tunes are. That's where my gold stockpile is. So starting over on a completely new server, that's kind of rough. I mean, we were able to finance her Death Knight's flight. We couldn't have done that on the Horde server. We just don't have any tune capable of financing anybody else yet. They all are kind of struggling on their own as individual little islands. I might as well have set up 10 characters on 10 different servers of 10 different classes and called it good. We'll see if I go back to Argent Dawn, though. I'm sure as Cataclysm progresses and as I perhaps get tired of the Alliance side of things, I'll venture back over to Horde. But right now I am having fun Alliance side when I have a chance to play. And right now, the Fire Festival just started yesterday. I like that. I love the WoW events. This year is the first year of the Fire Festival that I'm not really diehard, gung-ho, blazing toward getting a title on any character, because I don't have any character eligible to get the title, because they either already have it, or they're too low of level, and could only get halfway or two or three of the achievements, and then have to just stop. So this time around, I'm probably just doing the torch-tossing, torch-catching daily quests, maybe taking my paired tunes out and doing some of the honoring and dishonoring the fires, just to get a feel for where the new locations are post-cataclysm, and otherwise enjoying just the big XP boost in one night. And this shows you how close I was to leveling a few of these characters. But in one night, three characters dinged. One level. If I'm able to do the torch-tossing, fire-catching every night, I bet every one of my characters will ding at least once. At least those under 80. But Father's Day came this past week in parenting news. Aside from being able to finally play with my daughter and the Alliance side, it was a good day. Father's Day is always going to be bittersweet for me. I lost my dad on a Father's Day. But the kids celebrated the fact that I guess I'm doing something right. As did my wife. It was a really relaxing day. Just stayed home, got Chinese, and enjoyed my family and relaxing. And that's kind of what this dad needs for Father's Day. As far as current events or social networking things go, only one and two things have recently cropped up as I've been watching my Facebooks and Twitters, aside from the usual video game news from following almost every single individual that works at IGN, it seems, or at least on the editorial staff on Twitter. But the Weird Al's new CD or album or whatever you call the song groupings in this day and age. I mean, you can download the whole thing, so I'm not sure if album is really the right term. CD certainly isn't. LP certainly isn't. And it's exceedingly hard to find a cassette tape player in this day and age. So I'm looking forward to possibly hearing some more samples of that. The I Perform This Way song, a parody of Born This Way by Gaga. Its music video is certainly disturbing. Entertaining, but disturbing at the same time. Other than that, we also had a brief discussion, but neat discussion. I guess somebody is enraged a little bit about the fact that they're working now on a Footloose remake. I'm not actually familiar with that movie. I have never seen Footloose. Now that I have revealed that fact, if my wife likes the movie, I will probably end up watching it. And if she doesn't, well, score one for me. I get to dodge that bullet. But I guess Hollywood's yet again doing more remakes and sequels, etc. This is something that hits the video game industry worse. How many games has Mario been in, for crying out loud? He's only had one movie, and I liked that movie, darn it. Nobody else seemed to, but Mario's been in more video games than the Force has been in movies. referencing Star Wars there and not any other kind of force that you might be thinking of. Any parody or anything like that. No, I'm just... 6 Force movies. 7 if you count the animated film that launched the animated series of the Star Wars, Clone Wars. But that's 7 films versus who knows how many Mario games. There were 4 on the original NES system, plus 2 more if you count Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong Jr. as Mario games, not to mention all the ones he's cameoed in. The video game industry, if any industry, is more oopsed as far as blatant sequels goes. But I guess there was also discussion of how Ghostbusters 3 might be coming along. There was already a Ghostbusters 3, in my opinion. Go get Ghostbusters the video game. It's on the PS3, Xbox, and Wii. Granted, the Wii version is a little bit more cartoonish. Heck, it's even on the PS2. I'd say the PS3 or Xbox are the versions to get just because of the graphic quality, but it was a really good game. And it's told the spiritual Ghostbusters 3 story. Pardon the pun. There's no need for a movie unless they actually take the script of Ghostbusters the video game and turn it into a Ghostbusters 3 CGI animated movie, which would probably sell okay. Though most of the hardcore fans would go, eh, seen it already. Played it already. They also mentioned the TMNT 4, or the CGI TMNT movie, which, in my opinion, was just Nickelodeon flexing its muscles and saying, yeah, we can do this. We can honor the background idea of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and at the same time do something at least quasi-unique for the franchise. Sir Patrick Stewart, voicing one of the main characters, the quasi-antagonist, is probably my favorite part of that film. I am a Jean-Luc Picard fan. What's odd there is that my kids would more probably think of him as Professor X than Captain Picard. Wish he would be in more films. I understand he performs on stage more often. But I think that really wraps it up. On Facebook, flameflash.net is available as a group. Twitter, I'm Flameflash. And you can reach the podcast at podcast@flameflash.net. Everyone's welcome to write in. Might read it on the show, might respond to it on the show. If not, I'll respond to it otherwise, at least until I one day hopefully get swamped. And I'm seeing angry wiggles from the newbie, and I think it's about time to cut off anyway. So, good night, Internet. Well, I'd say sleep well, but the Internet doesn't really sleep. Just try to be less creepy at night. So, this is Flame Flash for FlameFlash.net, Episode 6, signing off.